اجت الجرافه وطبعا مع الجيش اللي هجم علي على الخيمه انا التخمت تهدوا ما تهدوا نتقاتل انا وياهم انا اصيح عم يصير صار يضربوني في راسي وكان لي بوكله وشعر هيك مسكني من شعري ونكت لما حطوا باكيت الجرافه على البيت هيك تذكرت انه ابني نايم في البيت هجمت على البيت بدي اطوله احمله انا بركض على البيت والجيش بيسحب فيي من ظهري من ورا وبضرب فيي في ظهري وشلاليط في اجري وراسي وماسك شعري من البوكله وخلع شعري انا جريت الجندي ودفعته على الارض واحد منهم هيك مدقرين فيه كلهم انا دبيت الجندي ودخلت على الولد حملته بين ايدي هيك وطلعت
Rodina and her children were once again homeless and had to endure living in a tent for many months. Her husband Atta was even imprisoned for protesting the destruction of their home.
قاعدين انا وياهم قاعدة بطبخ لهم على الحطب وعلى النار وقاعدة بطبخ لهم لربط حبلة في التينة خيط حبلة رابطها في عرق التينة من فوق وبتلف على رقبتها وحاطة هيك بتشرب في حالها يما شو بتساوي شو ما يجو هذا قال خلص يعني احنا بدنا نضل قاعدين في الشمس تحت التينة بدناش نعيش بدنا نموت حالنا فكيتها يعني ساعتها كان الوضع مأساوي بشكل يعني تصور قديش ام قاعدة من اولادها بنتحرم يعني حالتهم النفسيه لا تحت الصفر في الليل حتى الليل والله ما بنناموا بالليل طول الليل والله ما بنناموا يما شوفي مين يما شوفي الجيش يعني قبل ثلاث ايام اجانا الجيش هذا تصوت من شقه وهذا يصرخ من شقه وهذا حاملته والجيش بقول هاتي هويتك هاتي الهويه ومن دون ضوء بقول لهم يما تخافوش بسكت فيهم بمسكهم بعبطهم انا بكون خايفه اكثر منهم شو بدنا نسوي
Here you have Palestinians that have no input whatsoever in the policies that are made. They're not on the city council. They're not in any of the decision-making bodies in the West Bank or Gaza. They're certainly not in the government. The policies are made in order to ensure Israeli control. So the law is designed in a way, in a very cynical way, to prevent Palestinians from building and to keep them confined in little islands. So that most of the land of the occupied territories is free for Israeli settlement.
These are armed settlements, about 190 of them, spread all over the West Bank.
Settlements are strategically built colonies of Israel that are connected by a network of roads which separate each Palestinian community from the next and confine their ability to expand. They are often constructed around the best farmland and water resources.
They are surrounded by barbed wire. They are armed inside. Settler residents are required to be armed by the Israeli military. And they are defended from the outside by the Israeli military itself.
The purpose of these settlements today, number one, is to continue the Israeli control and domination of the occupied territories.
And the bottom line in all of this is to make Palestinians leave the country. It's a very hard term, I know, but in a sense it's a kind of ethnic cleansing.
The Israeli government and the Israeli army is not dealing with people as equal. I mean, I think that that's the main problem, that Palestinians are not considered, are not perceived as equals to Israelis.
There is no specific discrimination against Palestinian Christians as opposed to Palestinian Muslims. It's a shared suffering.
Christians see themselves very much a part of the Palestinian national movement. They identify with the Palestinian people as being their people.
Palestinian Christians have difficulty getting to churches on Sunday morning if they wanted to come to Jerusalem, because they don't have that permission or that legal right, according to the Israeli government, to come to Jerusalem for worship.
This I picked up in a home of a wonderful Christian family in Beit Jala. And this is the kind of armor-piercing weaponry that's being used against civilians, innocent civilians.
But you can't tell how they feel. As everybody, I want my children to be happy, to live their right life as children. We just think about one thing. Where can I put my children while they are shooting? They didn't want to go to school because they are scared to come back and there is no house. They doesn't want to go without me and the father because they think that they will lose us. What about these children? Why they are going to the streets? They don't think, let's go to swim. Because I'm sure they have no right to swim now. Why? Because we are Palestinian. Thanks God. I don't imagine that there is a woman in all of the world can send her child or her man just go to die. Do you think we are working all of this life to give them something and to let them die in a minute? Can you?
Suffering, the persecution of Christians, they've been robbed of their heritage. They've been robbed of their ancestral lands. They've been robbed of their culture.
Some of the first converts to the teachings of Jesus were Palestinians. So that's how long Christians have been in that land. Their quarter, the Christian quarter, has been really, really decimated and taken over. And